And it's about halfway through our day today. The temperature and humidity are picking up. There could be a little bit of rain this afternoon, which I'm fine with because Monday and Tuesday have been gorgeous.
They have. They've been like picture-perfect winter days where I live.
So we have a guest here who is a new author, but not new at all to the things that she's writing about, nor to EA Radio. We've met Lynn Rippelmeyer before, and she is here this year, AirVenture Oshkosh 2022, with her brand new book, Life Takes Wings, Lessons Learned by the World's First Female 747 Pilot. Captain Lynn Rippelmeyer, welcome.
Thank you very much. And it's real nice to be here from Houston. This is
much nicer
than what we've got going on in Houston.
So. Oh, yeah. You're having my South Florida weather on steroids, I think.
Yeah.
Even
so,
hotter.
Nice to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your career. I think we should warm people up to you from your background.
Okay.
You are one of the first as far as women in commercial aviation.
That's true. And I just read a quote that I love that said, being the first isn't really the goal or the end. It's a means to that goal of hopefully final equality. So I'm trying to do my part, and hopefully the book will help with that.
Well, let's talk about how you got started in aviation, if you don't mind.
Sure. You can read the book, but I'll
well,
try.
Well, yeah. Just the synopsis.
Okay. Okay, I grew up on a farm where it was not an option. I could either be a teacher or a nurse. So I started being a teacher. I taught in inner city Chicago. The principal did not appreciate my innovative teaching ideas, is the way I like to think of it. Went with a girlfriend who was interviewing to be a TWA flight attendant, if any of our viewers remember TWA. And I loved it, especially loved the view from the cockpit. And being the most junior, I ended up being the one that had to go take the meals and drinks to the cockpit. And this was before sexual harassment had been coined. So sometimes it wasn't real pleasant, but it was worth it to be
understood
up there.
Understood, yeah.
And I learned if I asked questions and could get them talking about their job and the plane, we could have an intelligent conversation. And I learned a lot. And then through some happenstances, ended up being offered a ride in a Piper Cub on floats in Vermont in Lake Champlain, and just loved it. So I went from a 747 to a Piper Cub and saw a few things that I could recognize, and they offered me lessons. The couple, the man and woman, were instructors and needed a student, and I was very glad to volunteer to do that. So I spent my summer taking lessons in a Piper Cub. This would have been 1973. And thought that was it when we had to take the plane out of the water, because everybody agreed, all the TWA pilots told me, it's really nice that you want to fly those little airplanes, but, don't get the idea you can be an airline pilot. That just doesn't happen.
Oh.
They're never going to let a woman in the cockpit, and certainly never going to let them in a captain's seat. And, and they can't schedule around that time of the month. So, you're just out of luck.
How wrong they were.
Oh, yes.
Are we about done with that yet, or is that still happening?
I'm pretty sure most of the dinosaurs have retired now.
Every time I think so, there's one more. But no, we aren't making the—I wish we were making progress faster than we were as women getting into this field. It's an amazing field to go into. And we're still only about 6-7%. And we've been there for about the last 15 years. So that's another reason partly for the book, to just encourage, because one of the questions I often get asked is, but then you can't have a personal life. If you get married, have kids. You can. I did. In fact, I raised two sons as a single mom for 15 years. I had to fly into Tegucigalpa, Honduras to do it, but loved doing that too. So you make choices, and they aren't even bad choice. they're not even something that you have to give up. You just make choices to be able to have it all, and you can. So it's a fantastic career for women.
Talk about how the flights to Tegucigalpa. Why did that enable the way you ran your life in a certain way?
It's interesting. Okay, so after I got divorced and moved to Houston with my two children, was looking at my schedule and was ready to get a full-time live-in nanny so that I could do this. But there was one flight that left at 9 and got back at 4, had weekends off, TGU. So I bid it. And the chief pilot immediately calls me in and says, "What?" Because I had been off for a lot of personal leaves, medical pregnancy leaves and family leaves. He says, "You haven't flown for the better part of 7 years with all these leaves. Why do you want to go into the most dangerous airport we've got in the system, that anybody has in their system?" And I said, "Because it matches my kid's school schedule." And he looked at me like I had three heads. That isn't the normal reason pilots pick schedules, but it did. I could drop them off at school, fly. It's 2 hours and 22 minutes down to Honduras, come back, pick them up, do homework and dinner, and do it again the next day, and loved it. And it led into what I'm doing now. They always had needs at the clinic, so I started taking in donations. And then after I retired, they still had these needs. And there was a clinic they'd started on the island of Roatan that's just north of Honduras. And we helped open that clinic by taking in used athletic shoes. And after, because every time I went in, I could take 270-pound boxes of these used shoes, we sold them and opened this clinic. And so now I've started an organization called ROSE, Roatan Support Effort, and use my travel privileges to take in everything they need for the clinic, the school, the animal shelter, the soup kitchen. And we've started a soccer team that for the first time was invited over to the mainland. And the 14, 15-year-olds were picked up by some scouts. And so it's the first time that they were recognized and are now being trained to be on the Olympia team. So a lot of success stories. I'm having such a good time.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Captain Lynn Rippelmeyer, author of Life Takes Wings, Lessons Learned by the World's First Female 747 Pilot, published just this year.
Lynn, I'm so excited to hear that in your retirement you have really gone to bat and that you're using your airline travel privileges in a way that is so progressive. Mm-hmm. I've actually been to Roatan, and I noticed that some flights, and this was a long time ago, so it'll date you, some flights left late because the pilots were out playing a soccer game.
You know what? I watched them put an addition onto Tegucigalpa Airport, because we'd sit there for an hour, and they were putting an addition on, and I knew there was something odd, and finally I realized there were no power cords. There was no electric, everything was being done by hand. And right at noon, everything would stop, and in the space where there would be a terminal, they had a soccer game going on. So, yes, it was, it's the favorite pastime, and they're passionate about it.
So did you decide to write this book before or after you retired?
This book has been... They asked me how long it took to write this. It's been almost a lifetime. I was an English major and liked writing, kept journals, and then wrote letters a lot. In fact, the couple that taught me to fly in that little Piper Cub on floats, the only thing they would allow me to pay them with, other than the gas, was through letters. So I would write them letters. And after 20 years, the guy sent me back 20 years worth of letters and said, "You've got a book." And then the pandemic hit, and I needed to clean up my office, and I had all these letters, and I joined a memoir writing group as well. So I put it all together and ended up with a book that was too big, so we've cut it in half. This is actually just the first of a two-part series. The next one, Life Takes Flight, will be out at the end of the year.
Oh, that's now even more exciting. So I've got to read it. I don't want to be a spoiler or anything like that, but... I think that the way you became a pilot is fascinating for people out there that are thinking about the path today. All the different things that you did, and I know there was a bump in the middle. There was the divorce. There was TWA being bought by American Airlines, so suddenly you became an American Airline.
No, I got furloughed, and then I went to Seaboard World to fly cargo. They became part of Flying Tigers, who became part of FedEx. I got furloughed again and went to People Express, which became Continental, which became United. 7 airlines later, I'm here.
Wow. So that's how you ended up in Houston. That makes more sense to me than anything else. So that's still not really spoiling the book. Trust me, possible readers out there, because there's got to be more to that than what she just said. It's not uncommon, though, for people in the 70s and the 80s to have had similar, and 90s to have had experiences like that. The airline industry has been very turbulent all along. Oh, so yes. The turbulence that's happening today...
Well, it just always is. I mean, if you want consistency, this is not the career to go into. But if you want adventure, freedom, science, and nature, it's all there for you. And, you know, who could ask for more?
Now, you're available this week for people who want to buy your book, talk to you.
Thank you.
Why don't you run down the list of when that's available?
Thank you.
If in fact you're hearing this midweek or so as we're airing that.
I will be at the Women Venture Thursday at 2 o'clock, the EAA Warehouse Friday at 12 o'clock, and then I'm giving a presentation at Forum Stage 10 at 2:30. So would love, and then you can get to hear all about it along with a slideshow and a BBC special.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. BBC. I was on part of a BBC special along with Chuck Yeager, Richard Bach, who wrote Jonathan Livingston mm-hmm. Seagull, that kind of dates me too, and me. So,
that's fascinating.
It's called Reaching for the Skies.
Lynn Rippelmeyer, the author of Life Takes Wings, who is on the grounds at AirVenture meeting people who may want to meet her, buy the book. I think you'll sign books if people will
absolutely
ask you to.
Oh, and they're available for sale at the warehouse.
At the EAA warehouse on the grounds.
And then if
grounds.
You can find me, I'll sign it personally to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Lynn.
It's also available on my website, www.lynrippelmeyer.com.
Great. Thanks for getting that in.
Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.